Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The whole situation with regard to this MOU, this Memorandum of Understanding, if that's in fact what it really is very, very confusing, as is the what seems to be a flip-flopping or a moving of 180 degrees from U.S. President Donald Trump. And we're struggling, as are many people, to understand what is going on. I've got some thoughts on it. I'm going to share those with you just after 7. But I actually wanted to hear from somebody who does know what they are talking about, and that is Mark Zell. He's an American-Israeli lawyer. He's chairman of Republican Overseas Israel, as well as the Vice President of Republicans Overseas. Mark Zell, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. And I'm hoping that you will be able to shed some light on what seems to be unfathomable at the moment.
Well, good morning to you, Howard. This is the Morning Mayhem Show. I think that's an appropriate title for what's happening in the Middle East and the world today.
That is,
yeah.
For
well,
sure.
Listen, it is a bit confusing. I'll try to give your listeners how I see it. Israel, like as you have reacted, Howard, there's a lot of shock and dismay. There's a feeling of betrayal and abandonment. I think that's my view. That's exaggerated,
right.
And I think when we put it into context, maybe you'll understand what's happening here. The president is of course responsible for protecting the interests of the United States, and in his mind, and in mine too, frankly, the importance of the elections coming up in November, their midterm elections, which will determine the composition of the Congress, and particularly the House of Representatives, are critical. And critical to the future of American interests abroad and at home. If, as typically happens in a midterm election in the United States, the incumbent party, in this case the Republicans, my party, they always lose certain number of seats.
Mm-hmm.
Given that we have only a 2-seat majority in the House of Representatives at the moment, I mean, it was almost assumed as inevitable that Republicans would lose control of the House. And what does that mean? Not just a bunch of political, maneuvering. The House of Representatives is, first of all, responsible for determining and initiating all budget bills so that Any funding for the Trump administration would have to start in the House, and if the Democrats control it, that's already a problem. But worse, the Democrats have shown in Trump's first term that they cannot stand him, and they will do everything they can to cause him pain and to disrupt the operations of his administration, including seeking his impeachment and conducting extensive investigations through their House committees, which they will control if they take the House. For Trump, this is a disaster. And for America, this is a disaster. And I'll have to say, for Israel and the Middle East, this would be a disaster because the Democrats are no friends of Israel. They've completely gone off the track and off the rails. And it's dangerous. It's really dangerous. Now, what does this have to do with Iran? Well, American voters in elections, whether they're midterms or general elections, presidential elections, vote their pocket, their kitchen table, and that means how much money they're earning, and how do they see their financial situation. There's no question that the Iran war, this latest one started in February, has caused great pain to the American public, and the gas is up at $5 a gallon, which is huge. Food prices have skyrocketed, and that's because you need fertilizer to grow food, and a lot of fertilizer comes from petrochemicals, and a lot of that comes from the Gulf. So that's a problem. The people are suffering. President Trump understands that in order to have a chance to win these elections against all odds, he needs to fix the economy, stabilize it, get inflation down, get the price of oil down, and keep up the spectacular success he's had in and bolstering the stock markets in the United States. So that is his goal. In order to do that, he's got to put this whole Iran thing on a back burner, okay? Not to finish it. He can't finish it. But he has an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, which is basically like a term sheet or an agreement to agree, okay? It's got a lot of things in there which bother a lot of people, including me. Okay, I don't like to see, you know, promises that the Iranians are going to be able to sell their oil again and, you know, reap $500 million a day in revenues. That's not a good thing because they've already said, they said it yesterday, they're going to take that money and they're going to start giving it over to Hezbollah and the Houthis and all their proxies and to rebuild their military assets and so on that were destroyed. So you can't trust the Iranians. Trump knows this, okay, but he needs quiet. So he's got an agreement to agree. Basically, it's a structured delay until the November elections. If he can pull off a win there, then he can go back and protecting all of the American interests abroad, where even though the public is not really keen on wars, they're tired of it, Iran, Iraq, or Afghanistan. But that's what's going on here, in my view. All right. In the meantime, for Israel, one final word on that. Israel has to keep its security interests first and foremost, and that means not. And by the way, Israel is not a party to this MOU.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that was quite deliberate. And some people think, well, maybe that was a slap in the face of the Israelis. I'm going to give you a strange interpretation. It may actually have been a gift, because what we can say is, okay, great, you guys agreed to all these wonderful concessions. Israel is not bound by this, and we are going to protect our northern settlements. We're going to protect our civilians and our soldiers. And if we get hit, or if we think that we need to hit Hezbollah, we will do so. Okay, and if we need to hit Iran, if we think that they're threatening us in some way, we will hit them too. All right, and we don't want to embarrass the president, or we don't want to disrupt his election plans. But Israel's interests come first, and that means protecting our citizens.
So interesting. So it's fascinating because, in fact, and I'm going to, I mentioned when we started that I'd give my views after 7, but in a way, what I'm going to be talking about is the idea that, you know, when we were kids and we would watch these puppet shows and you'd have the good guy talking to us as kids. But behind him, we'd see this evil bad guy coming to smack him on the head, and we'd be screaming and screaming because we can see it, and obviously we assume that he can't and he doesn't know, and he's like, the closer it gets, the more we scream because we think that he can't see it. But the puppet master obviously can see it, and they do know what it is that they are doing, and in a way, we can't assume that all of this information and all of the history and everything that and all the intelligence that Trump has from his agents and from everybody in the region, we can't assume that it's just evaporated. It's there. He hasn't forgotten it. He can't have. So either he is in the middle of a major, mental episode, which he isn't, or there is another explanation. And I suspect that the one that you're giving us kind of ties in to all of that. They are effectively pressing pause on this, because this MOU is nothing. It's actually got nothing in it. All it's doing is saying, open up the Strait of Hormuz. That's actually all it's got, and we're not going to make nuclear weapons again, but no one believes that anyway. So really it is just hitting a pause button, and I think the fact that Israel's not involved in it, I think is, and the reason that you're giving is, to me, resonates, because then Israel doesn't need to be bound. It also makes sense if we look at why Donald Trump was so mad at Netanyahu, because when he hit Beirut, because he isn't saying don't hit them in a while or ever. He's saying just don't do it right now so that we can get this over the line. We can address other issues, and then you can do what you know, and then you do you. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think you're right. I think I fully agree to you. And I think the other thing your listeners need to keep in mind, you talked about history and precedents and so on. It's very important what you said. I published on Twitter last night a list of some 45 direct benefits that Donald Trump has bestowed upon the state of Israel and the Jewish people in the two terms that he has so far been president, okay? And it's really astounding when you look at it. I mean, we don't have time on the morning mayhem to go through all of those incredible achievements. But those are his receipts. Those are facts. Those are things that he's done. We cannot forget this, okay? This president has done more for Israel and the Jewish people than any United States president in history, okay? So this is extraordinary. This man is also the father of a Jewish woman and the grandfather of three Jewish grandchildren, Orthodox. You know, this is who he is, okay? And he's got an extraordinary Secretary of State. Let's not forget that. And I think we just need to kind of take a deep breath. It's not easy to watch this, to read this. You know, when you see it in black and white, it is. You know, a bit astonishing. On the other hand, it is what you just said. It's a pause button. It's a kind of a structured delay, allowing this thing to kick over for 60 days. And it'll be extended, by the way. It'll be extended after those 60 days, I can promise you.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Because of the context in which it's happening. So I think we need to be vigilant. I think Israel needs, and Prime Minister Netanyahu has to be strong. He has been. And not only what he says, but what he does in Lebanon and in Syria, and if necessary, in Iran. Remember, we have, unlike the Americans, Israel has a whole array of assets inside Iran, okay? I just read this morning that another nuclear scientist bit the dust yesterday. Okay, you know, we didn't publish it. We don't publicize it. We don't gloat about it. But this is what's happening. We have to take care of we have to survive.
It's a big,
we're the only
it's a big picture
on the planet. We have to survive.
Absolutely. Mark Zell, thank you for that. Have a fantastic day. That's Mark Zell, Chairman of Republicans Overseas Israel and Vice President of Republicans Overseas, helping us and hopefully helped us to unpack the significance of what is happening at the moment.